Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
People have gotten very comfortable with the idea about buying stuff online, and that includes everything from t-shirts to cars. And of course, the more money that you're spending online, the bigger the risk, especially if, for instance, somebody's advertising a car they don't have. And how would you know that if you haven't gone there and looked at it? So that's the problem. And so David sent me a note, said, Steve, check this out, from Car Scoops. Sebastian Bell writes about the classic car dealer in Maine that never existed scams buyers out of thousands of dollars. And so the idea that this imaginary car dealership is in Maine was a figment of the bad guy's imagination. He just said, oh, I got this dealership in Maine and I've got cars for sale. It's really easy to find photographs of cars. It's a little harder to find the cars themselves to sell. So the dealer had what appeared to be real titles, actual VINs. They created bills of sale and more, but of course, it was all a facade, as we like to say. So a woman who's the executive director of the Holton, Maine Chamber of Commerce started getting phone calls from people who said they'd bought cars. These people were from all around the country, and they said they'd bought cars from a local car dealership. And they would say the name of the car dealership, and it didn't ring a bell with her. And this classic car retailer was supposed to be located in the city, but when she looked, she couldn't find any trace of its existence. Small town. So after the fourth call, she decided to actually go out and look at the dealership itself, because all these people had its address. And at the location where this classic car dealer was supposedly located, she found a garbage company and a tree trimming service, neither of which had heard of the car dealer, which was supposedly at that location. So that went a long way towards explaining why the people calling her were complaining that they had never received the classic vehicles they were buying. Consumers were located all over the place, including Oklahoma, California, Florida, and South Carolina, and all were ghosted soon after they deposited their money. So ghosting, of course, is what we call it when you're communicating with somebody and all of a sudden they disappear like a ghost. And you send them texts, they don't respond. You call them, they don't respond. They act like they don't exist. And so when the dealership that just took your money does that to you, that's a bad sign, especially when no car shows up. One buyer who asked to remain anonymous said he was shopping for a 1987 Chevrolet Blazer. He laid out just how thorough the dealership was, explaining he'd been in talks with the company for 5 weeks, and then he put down a $500 deposit on the SUV. He says, I have a copy of a title, a bill of lading, a bill of sale, and a VIN. It never arrived. After the shipping date, the number I had been calling went dead. So the only thing this place does, apparently, is change their phone number after each scam. Alarmingly, although that listing for the vehicle has now vanished off of this dealership's website, when the man looked for it on a legitimate website, he found it again in Naples, Florida. And I've told people this, and I hope you know this, that you can not only search for terms through Google, like you can look up Steve Leto on Google, or you can look up Mackinac Bridge on Google and find information about things. You can also take a photograph and put it into the Google search bar, and there's instructions on how to do that on Google, and it will tell you if that photograph is anyplace else on the internet. And so there are other scams that involve photographs, including the one where you meet somebody online and they send you a photograph. Go, here's me. I'm in the military, and I don't have a my wife passed away, and my child. We're just looking for a nice woman. Next thing you know, you're sending some guy money, and if you did a reverse Google search on that photograph, you discover that that photograph is associated with hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of scams, and that guy right there is not who these people claim to be, because he's just someone they stole his photograph. So if you find something that's too good to be true out there, like a car for sale in Maine, you can probably take that photograph and Google search it and find out where they got the photograph from. So meanwhile, another woman from South Carolina said she found a Nissan Figaro on AutoTrader that she was interested in. And like the first buyer, she was told that if she put the money for the vehicle down in escrow, she'd receive the vehicle and could return it if it wasn't her liking. Of course, the car never showed up, and the money wasn't really in escrow. The Blazers buyer says that he is now working with the FBI as well as Oklahoma's attorney general, and that he has been in touch with Maine's attorney general also. Strangely, the latter said it had not received any complaints, but the victims could reach out to its Consumer Protection Division. So if you're in Oklahoma and you get ripped off, your knee-jerk response can be to call somebody in Oklahoma. But the person claimed to be in Maine, so you can file a complaint there as well. But you're going to want to do what you can to try to track where your money went, because that's probably a different state altogether. I suspect they're in the Southwest, and they picked Maine to throw people off the trail. But that's just a thought I have. So the people behind the scam have not yet been found, but the ISP for the company's website was registered with a Lithuanian internet service provider. Unfortunately for the victims, though, scams like these are easier to perpetrate than they are to investigate, and police suggest that public education and awareness are the keys to preventing these. That means for now this serves as just another reminder that shoppers have to be extra careful when buying a used vehicle. And I've mentioned before, I've got friends who are car dealers and car brokers, and I know people who've bought cars off the internet. In fact, a very good friend of mine just sent me a note yesterday saying he bought a car in Florida, he flew down, got the car, and drove it back. And that's one that worked out properly. And he did a lot of research on that and spoke to the person he was working with, and he looked into some other things to make sure. But if you simply see an ad on the internet that says, we've got this vehicle for sale, you don't know that they actually have that vehicle. All you know is they have a photograph that they put up on the internet of a vehicle. What you first do is Google search the images of the car and see if they pop up elsewhere. And another person I know not so long ago contacted me and said, Steve, I'm thinking about buying a motorcycle. Thinking about buying a motorcycle. I said, cool, what kind? They told me. I go, where? Have you found one? And yeah, I found it in New York. Found it in New York. I said, you going to go there and pick it up? And he goes, you know something? I think it'd be cheaper to have him ship it to me. And I go, how do you even know the guy's got a motorcycle? How do you know he's actually in New York? How do you know any of this? And so he and I spent about 24 hours double-checking all of the things that he'd been told, all of the information about the bike, including I got the images off the guy's listing and reverse searched them. And they didn't show up any place but on his site. And my final recommendation to my friend was, just to let you know, if you want to do this, go ahead and do it, but understand that there's still a possibility that there is no bike and that guy's not in New York. Well, it turns out the guy was, and my friend got his bike, and it's in his living room right now, as God intended. And and his wife goes, what's that doing in the living room? It's like, motorcycle. What do you mean, what's doing in the living room? It's still there, by the way. And so you have to be very, very careful. And for some odd reason, getting back to what I said at the very, very top, people have gotten very comfortable ordering things off the internet. And there are some things that you know you can order off the internet safely, because you've dealt with the company before, it's a large company, blah, blah, whatever. But when it comes to somebody you don't know in another state, rephrase that, somebody you don't know who claims to be in another state, who has photographs of a vehicle they say they own, and they offer to sell it to you, you don't start with, oh, I've got to negotiate a good price. You've got to start with, is this car real and is this person legitimate? And anybody who had done the research on this, all you had to do was Google the name of the dealership, and it would not have popped up as being an actual business entity in that town. The reason I know that, I did it myself. But the stories that I read, there's more than one, indicated that if people had done that, it would have solved the problem, because you'd realize there was no such dealer. And so, as you probably know also, you can go to Google Maps and you can drive by and look at someplace from the roadway. Now, I understand those photographs may have been shot a year or two ago, but if the company's been around for any length of time, they'd probably be on there. So that's the problem here, is that people were not doing their due diligence. Sounds like some people were simply out of deposit, but it sounds like some people may also be out the full purchase price of the imaginary car. So that's a serious problem. So David, thanks for sending it. Car Scoops ran that version of the story. It was covered in a lot of places. Sebastian Bell wrote it, classic car dealer in Maine that never existed scams buyers out of thousands of dollars, and this is something we can all learn from. Questions or comments, put them below. Let's talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. It always seems impossible until it's done.